winter is coming.
Why so serious?
There has been an awakening. The dark side. And the light.
Say my name.
Ben. Ben Kenobi?
You're goddamn right.
Hello, welcome to the Company of Guy, episode 66. I'm sorry I'm getting to this a little bit, but I'm here right now. Better late than never, right? So, before I get started, I'm going to say, I saw Spider-Man Homecoming. You can check out my review. It's right here on the Facebook page. And did I like it? Did I hate it? Was it amazing? Was it spectacular? Come check out the review to find out. Alright. Having said all that, let's get started. A few topics this week. Nothing too insane. But since I brought up Spider-Man, let me start off with that. Spider-Man Homecoming opened up this week to a cool, nice opening of $117 million. It's the fourth highest movie this year, I believe. No, third. Right, third after Guardians, I can't remember, but it's higher. Guardians of the Enemy. And then Spider-Man, and then Wonder Woman. Great job for that. The next topic I'm talking about is official. Daniel Craig, the last James Bond movie, he's going to be back for one more Bond. Is this good? It's half and half. I like Casino Royale. There was all sorts of silence. Skyfall was amazing. Spectre was at best. So, he's finishing up his Bond one more time. He's okay. For me, I think Sean Connery is the best Bond. But, I don't know, I also like Pierce Brosnan. So, one more time with Daniel Craig, fine. Fantastic Beast and Ready to Find Them 2 has begun shooting. And, I like the first one okay, and I think, hoping the second one will be good, but I'll let you know. Robert Downey Jr. has dropped hints that after Avengers 4, he's going to be done with the MCU. And if he's just planning to get more money, I don't know, but if he's really leaving it sad, because the thing that Iron Man is the start of this great, big cinematic universe. If Iron Man sucked, we would not have Spider-Man. So hopefully he'll be back. Samuel L. Jackson, Nick Fury, going to be in Captain Marvel. And what capacity, I don't know. But whenever Nick Fury shows up, I like him in Winter Soldier, like him in Avengers. So awesome. By the way, I didn't do a box office collection this week. I'm sorry, I'll be back next week. This week has gone away from me. It was the 4th of July, so I was a little busy doing stuff. But I'll be back next week. And it wasn't really no mystery. We all knew this think I would do it for the episode. Like I said, not that many topics this week. Sorry again, it's so late. And like I said, I did a Spider-Man review, check that out. And I think that was... Oh, one last topic. Kala, his mom, and Supergirl getting recasted. I don't know why the actress is leaving, but the actress that is coming is really interesting. The actress is going to play Kala's mom. Erica Durrett, if you recognize that name, she played Lois Lane in Smallville. So this is going to be interesting. We're getting a Smallville connection. However, in the interviews, now my dream, this won't happen, but my dream is for Tom Welling to even play Kala's dad. Oh, think about this. We haven't seen this character yet. Joel. Can you imagine Tom Welling as Joel? Who knows, maybe. But, that would do it. I have no more topics for this week. I'll be back next week. Remember to check out my Spider-Man Homecoming review. And until then, this is it.